the more you can embody those energies, the more you're going to receive money, which is going to allow you to amplify those energies. You can't receive something that isn't already created. So you have to create that frequency before it can be amplified by a manifestation.
Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world. And playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. I have been honestly a little bit nervous and very excited for today's guest on the podcast because she oozes just this incredible combination of glamour and spirituality, and I think you're going to love her. Welcome, Chakra Girl, Amber Lee Lyons, to the Girl Unfiltered podcast.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
I was just saying to her before we press record that I felt like I had to put a red lip on just to up my glamour vibes for you today.
It's great. It's like the weekend, you know, we're like getting into the vibes. It's perfect.
Right. And I was actually reading your website because I like to do a little research and think about what I really am tuned into asking my interviewees. And it was, I think the first line in your website was something like, I'm a fashion enthusiast, I'm a total foodie, and I have a manageable wine addiction. And I was like, she just described me. This is amazing. So I was like, I feel like we should have had wine as we chat on this podcast, but another time.
Another time. I had enough last night. We're good.
Aww, and it's Valentine's Day weekend here when we're recording this, so there'll be more to come. I mean, there's a lot of people who are listening to this who probably do not know your story or what it is that you do. So I would love if you could take them back to the beginning and share how you became the Chakra Girl.
So I was a hot mess in my 20s. And I always say, like, we always teach what we need to learn. I just went on this, my own chakra journey because I needed it. Like, I was having like anxiety, and I, you know, didn't like my job. You know, I went to school for fashion. I thought that was like my purpose, and I was just like not loving it. And, you know, dating all the wrong guys, just always feeling terrible. And I started doing yoga, and then I went to like a meditation class one day, and I realized that I had never like really just sat with my thoughts before. Like, I was always like had to be doing something or talking to someone, or like I never wanted to like just sit with my thoughts. And so in this meditation class, it was really the first time I sat by myself in silence for an extended time. And I realized that I had like this giant lump of energy in my throat. And I was like kind of like clearing my throat a lot and like swallowing, and it wouldn't go away. And so I asked the teacher, like, what is that? Like, what is going on? What's wrong with me? And she's like, okay, that's like your throat chakra. Like, you should work on that. So I just did like a deep dive online. I found out about crystals and meditation, and I just started doing it on myself. I didn't like tell anyone. And within like 2 weeks, I had like completely cleared that block. And what happens when you clear your throat chakra is not only, you know, was that lump gone and I felt I could communicate more clearly, but your throat chakra is also about your potential and your purpose. So I started feeling like, why don't people know about this? Why don't my friends know about this? Like, why don't women my age talk about like chakra clearing and crystals? This was probably like 8 years ago when no one was really doing this. So in my own research, you know, whenever I could find information on it, it wasn't like young, cool, glamorous women that I looked up to like sharing this information. It was like an old man in India. And I was like, he doesn't understand like my hangover anxiety or like fuckboys that I'm dating. You know what I mean? He doesn't understand my problems. I was like, we need a voice. The women my age need a voice in this space. So the first business I actually started was a crystal and gemstone jewelry business, healing your chakras. So we had like a hangover bracelet, and we had a like he broke up with me bracelet, and like things like that, where it was like specific, we called them like modern girl problems, and like healing your modern girl problems with this jewelry.
Wow.
And no one really cared about the jewelry. Like no one really bought the jewelry, but I would get so many DMs of people, or like emails, or people contacting me through my website being like, what chakras did you unblock to launch your business? Like, I really want to launch a business. And I was like, I'm just going to start charging people for this. And I just felt this like deeper calling. So like I said, like we teach what we need to know. And like whenever someone's like, I want to start a business, but I don't know what to do, I always ask them to ask themselves, if you could teach the whole world one thing that changed your life the most, what would it be? And you know, for me, yes, it was chakras, but then it also was stepping into my purpose and like creating a business. Like that transformed my life. Like, and you can probably attest to this, like through the process of starting a business, there's so much growth and expansion that happens. So then I started teaching that, and I realized that as we launch a business, I kind of like downloaded this program into my brain and then like typed it out in like 10 minutes, realizing that when we launch a business, we're actually going through our chakra energy in sequence. So when we're working on the foundation of our business, we need our root chakra energy. When we're working on our brand, we need our sacral chakra energy. So then I started teaching people how to build a business while healing their chakras. And here we are today.
Wow. I have so many things to ask just from that introduction. I'm going to ask you to peel it back for just a minute, because I just feel like there's somebody listening right now who's like, what is a chakra? Could you explain what a chakra is and how we can use them in our day-to-day life, and especially in our businesses, and how powerful they are?
Mm-hmm. So I think everyone can agree in this day and age that everything is energy. So our thoughts create our reality. And our chakras are the core energy centers in our body, and they are transmitters and receptors of frequency. So the frequency at which we're emitting, like at which our chakras are like releasing frequency into the world, is going to be a direct match for what we receive back. And, you know, we've all heard the term high vibe, low vibe. Like when we are operating at a high frequency, then we receive high frequency people, opportunities, money, like whatever it is that we desire, we receive that back in our lives. So our chakras are really good tools to understand from like a very specific level, like where is the actual block? Because then we can target it. Like if we know, for example, that you have like a money block, for example, and you feel like you're in survival mode, then you can be like, okay, I know that that means like my root chakra is blocked. And, you know, these are some things that I can do. These are some crystals I can use. These are some yoga poses I can do. These are some journaling prompts I can do. And like, you can really target that specific area and that specific energy. I'm not saying don't go to counseling, but it's like, you know, it doesn't take you like 4 years of like counseling to clear it when you can hit it from an energy standpoint, a mindset standpoint, a physical standpoint, and an energetic standpoint. So
yeah,
it all works together.
Would you say it's almost like when you can focus on the energy in the chakras, it's like getting out of your own mind and into your body?
Totally. And that's one element. So it's like, and I know this is such a cliche term, but like mind, body, soul, and energy. So like, you know, you're going to work on your mindset around survival mode. You're going to work on the physical energy, which is, like I said, like doing those yoga poses or those stretches or whatever. So that was body and mind. And then for the soul, you can do specific meditations. And then for the energy, you can do, you know, you can do crystals, or you can do specific visualizations or Reiki or whatever to heal the energy. And you can come up with like a little ritual, do that for 10 minutes a day, twice a day, or 15 minutes a day, once a day, whatever. And you can cure that. Like you can like heal that yourself. And thinking too, like using your body as like the textbook, like you said, like getting out of your mind into your body, like, okay, where do I feel stuckness? And you're like, okay, actually I have a lower back pain. Like I always have like a chronic lower back pain, then that would be okay. Then I probably have root chakra wounds to work on. Or if you know what I mean? It's like, it also, you can use your body in that way as like your textbook.
Yeah, I'm smiling because I have chronic lower back pain. I'm going to the chiropractor after this. I'm doing a lot of healing work. You can't even see me. If you're watching the video, I'm actually holding my crystals right now. I'm always holding my crystals when I'm on my client calls. And we have a lot of listeners who are definitely shifting from what I would say is more of a lack mindset into their abundance mindset. What would be some of the tips or tools or even things that maybe you applied in your own business as you were really growing and accelerating that they could start doing when it does come to those root chakras and shifting from those lack thoughts into an abundance frequency in their bodies?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like lack and like survival mode, it comes down to kind of like a belief that you can't have more. It's like a belief that all that's possible is the bare minimum. So, you know, you need to let yourself dream big. You need to let yourself have those expansive thoughts because again, like we need, I always say like expanding your chakra receptors. That means expanding your ability to receive abundance. But in order to do that, like you need to expand the thoughts that are coming out of your mind. So, you know, or that are coming out of your mind that are coming out of your body. I know it's like cliche again, but like vision boards and like things like that, like just getting into like the visualization of the life that you want. And don't think about how you're going to get it, but like you have to be able to like feel into the frequency. And here's the thing. I feel like manifestation is such a hot term. Like everyone is kind of like using those tools right now. And I would say one thing that I want to add to the conversation around manifestation, because a lot of people are like, oh, it's a 5-step process. You do these steps, but manifestation is so much more about being than doing. So how can you be that abundant woman now? You know, what does she do? Does she have organized shelves? Does she take a bubble bath every morning? Does she get, you know, an extra like Starbucks a week because she deserves it? Like, what are like the things that you can do no matter how much money you have or don't have at the moment? Like, what are the things you can do to embody the energy of the abundance that you want to have? Here's the thing, like we think of abundance as money. Money is just a piece of paper. What money does for us is it amplifies our ability to create more freedom, bliss, purpose, and so, like love in more like a self-love thing. So
fulfillment as well.
Yeah, totally. So if we boil it down, every single person in the world, all they actually want, say there was no money, say there was no currency, like the money doesn't matter. But what you want is you want a life that's full of love, purpose, fulfillment, bliss, and freedom. That's what we want. So it's like, how can you embody those energies every single day? And then that comes down to things like gratitude and like being present. And this is like just little things you can do, like while you're like out walking, going to buy milk, like, oh, it's like, I have so much freedom. Like, look at like all this like space I have to move around. And like, oh, it's like, look at this beautiful tree, you know, like,
yeah,
you can like, because then you're embodying freedom, you're embodying bliss, you're in the moment. And then like that is the more you can embody those energies, the more you're going to receive money, which is going to allow you to amplify those energies.
Mm, yeah.
You can't receive something that isn't already created. So you have to create that frequency before it can be amplified by a manifestation.
And that's something I actually wanted to ask you because I think you absolutely ooze that. Everything that you put out there, I would say, is a high vibe frequency. You ooze that glamour, that beautiful balance of spirituality and class with everything that you put out there and create. Is that something that you were actively conscious of or just naturally born with? Or is that something that you have grown into with your life and brand?
Definitely grown up. Girl, you should see photos of me when I was in my early 20s. There was nothing.
Okay.
Trust me. I remember saying like when I was younger, like when I was like in my early 20s and just like a hot mess and unhappy and all those things. I remember saying, like looking in the mirror and being like, this isn't what I'm supposed to look like. Like it was like part of me knew, like I was like, my real self doesn't look like this. Like, and I couldn't pinpoint what it was. It's like that je ne sais quoi, right? It's like that frequency and that energy. Was my bone structure the same? Yes. Was my hair the same? Yes. But it's like that spark. And we all get that. Like, we have days where we walk in a room and everyone's turning their head to look at us because we feel amazing. But you could be wearing the exact same outfit with the exact same face and the exact same hair and walk into a room and like be, you know, depressed or not in the moment or scattered or whatever. And like, you know, it's just completely different vibe. I call this like the chakra glow up. Like I always say, like when you balance your chakras, you just get hotter.
I love that. I love that. We need to like coin that term for sure. So how do you consistently maintain that high vibe frequency? Obviously, it's something that you say you've grown into, but it's something you also maintain. What are some of the daily things I think a lot of women out there need to kind of do to shake themselves out of the frequency that they're currently in? Honestly, I'm looking at your nails and I'm like, Helena, go get a manicure. You feel really high vibe with long nails. Like that's going down in my mind.
So I remember like when I first started my business, I know I think it was like my 30th. So I started my business actually, yeah, I'd like just turned 30. And I told myself my two rules for being 30 was I'm no longer shopping at Forever 21 and that I will always have my nails done. And I only had to take a break once because my nails were getting brittle, but like that's just a small thing. But I want to, on what you said, it's not about being high frequency all the time. And I couldn't be high frequency as often as I am if I didn't let myself go to those dark spaces. Ooh, because you have to go there to grow. You have to go there to clear stuff out. And I will always be growing and clearing and hopefully getting more and more glamorous. Yes. But like, you know, it's like you have to be able to go to those dark places. So I feel like the place where a lot of people go wrong is that they are looking at these people on Instagram and saying, oh, they're always happy. They're always this, you know, I'm supposed to be always happy. I'm supposed to be always this. What's wrong with me? Why aren't I like that? And then you go into this tailspin thinking that there's something wrong with you. And then you can't get out of it. Whenever someone's in a rut, the majority of the reason that they can't get out of the rut is because they think they're shaming themselves and they're being so mean to themselves for not being 100% perfect right now. It's like if you can be in a rut and say, I'm safe here. It is okay to be here. This is a place of growth. Life is full of cycles. And like, this is where I'm at right now. And that's okay. And I'm going to make the fucking most of it. And I'm going to learn something. And then, you know, with my own power and sovereignty, I'm going to bring myself out of it. So it's not about being high vibe all the time. It's about using the low vibration moments to learn something. It's not necessarily learn something in the means of how to not be this way or how that I need to change, but often it's how can I just honor myself right now? How can I be okay with this part of myself that isn't 100% fucking perfect yet? And when we can do that, our bounce back time comes a lot quicker. So it's not about like never going to those places. It's about using it as a lesson and then getting that bounce back time a little bit quicker every time because we're just honoring it. And when we face resistance with resistance or when we face friction with more friction, you can't get out of it.
Absolutely. When I let myself go there and ugly cry and feel all the things and do the journaling and do the shadow work, it's like I almost wake up the next day a new person. When I actually try to ignore it, it magnifies and magnifies even more in my life.
Yeah. Or if you're like, what's wrong with me? Like, oh my gosh, look at everyone on Instagram. I'm so happy. Like, I'm supposed to be like that. Like, oh, that girl has this and I don't have it. Like, what's wrong? You know, it's like, that's the problem. Like, our energy is about our thoughts. Like, our thoughts create absolutely everything. So yeah, just gaining the perspective and awareness of our thoughts.
Ladies, before I forget, I have got to mention the fact that I have created and designed a brand new money magnet meditation for you all. I took the old version of the money magnet meditation and I just basically elevated it, and the frequency oozing from this beautiful meditation is just incredible. I listened to it myself. I don't know if that's bad that you listen to your own meditation, but honestly, it just gives me all the vibes. So if you head to the link in the show notes, you can download and access that instantly. I highly recommend using this as part of your daily practice. It's only 12 minutes long. You deserve to give yourself 12 minutes of abundance vibes. And I especially recommend listening to this in the morning because it will help you walk through your day with that beautiful, grounded, but abundant feeling within your body. So go check it out and let me know what you think of it by tagging me or DMing me at girl_unfiltered and let me know that you're listening to it. I would love to go back to the moment when you're kind of going through, you've come out of that meditation class, you started to do the chakra work, and it sounds like you went through a transition of really realizing your spirituality inside of you. And what was that period of growth or that journey like for you to suddenly start owning the spiritual side of you, which may have been a different version of you to the other people around you in your world?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, there were a few friends who would come to yoga with me and like, yeah, but there are definitely people who I was just like, I'm not going to talk about this with them. I don't need to talk about this. This is my journey. And like, I'm not doing it to get validation or to convince anyone else that they should be doing it too. Like, this is for me. And, you know, my friends that were interested in it, I would, you know, want to encourage them and like, you know, tell them information but you know very quickly who's open to the information and who's not. So if someone wants to learn more, they'll probably ask and then you can share it with them, but don't feel like you need to have everyone's approval on what you're doing, because you don't.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then as you began to grow your business and you saw that this was your purpose in this world, we love to talk on this podcast about what some of the money beliefs might have been that you were pushing up against and how you maybe overcame them. Because I know this is such a key part, especially for people who are on that spiritual journey and bringing their business side into that too. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I feel like for me, I've always been motivated by money and I grew up with none. So I remember very vividly, like, when there was a coach, and she's still a coach, her name's Emily Williams, and her business is called I Heart My Life. And
I know Emily. Yeah. I've met her. Yeah.
So she posted on her website, and I'll never forget this. Like, she was like, month one, this is how much I made. Month two, this is how much I made. And like, she like literally broke down how much money she made. And like, by the end of her first year, she'd made something like $700,000. And I was like, what the actual people can do this? Yeah. So first off, it was like, okay, first I had to believe, like, is this even possible? Like, does this even like exist? And, you know, there's that step. And then it's like, okay, get me in. Like, I want to do this. Hook me up. But obviously there's resistance along the way. And I would say, I feel like I probably was lucky in that I never believed I couldn't do it. At a conscious level, I knew I could do it. And that I was very like, if someone else has done it, I can do it. But it did take a lot of looking back at, like, for me, it was like, is what I'm doing worthy of being paid that much? Like, am I worthy? You know, is how I'm doing this the right way? And kind of like second guessing myself. That definitely happened in the beginning. But then for me, I think really stepping into like my authenticity around my brand and what I'm doing gave me that confidence and worthiness. And like, again, like bringing me back to chakras, I did like a lot of sacral chakra work around worthiness. And I think that was probably the biggest like money mindset thing that I had to learn, was like trusting. It wasn't that I didn't trust my abilities. It was that I didn't trust my worthiness. And that was a journey that didn't only have to do with business. Like, that was stuff that had to do with relationships, you know, with everything's connected, right? So there was a lot of work that I had to do on like all areas of my life to heal that. And a lot of money stuff is probably still a work in progress. So now it's like, okay, like $1 billion, there's people making billions of dollars. Like, how do I get there? And, you know, for me now, it's like my next step of growth is embracing creativity and like really like not trying to like, not that I've ever fit into a box, but really like be like paving my own path in like a completely different way. I think it's going to be a different journey for everyone. But that those are some things that I dealt with in the beginning and how it's kind of like transformed. And now to get to that next level, there's going to be more growth that has to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something new at every up level. you know, you talked about you have to see and believe what it is that you desire. You have to dream big to step into that conscious manifestation. Do you think that when you go back and look back at the beginning of your journey, did that version of you see and envision what you have created now, this incredible brand and community and business?
Yes.
I love that. I was hoping that would be the answer. How did that version of you see and know that and hold space for it to come into your conscious reality?
Well, you know what? It's a choice. I decided that that's what I'm doing. I decided I will not stop until that is the life that happens. Like, and that's, everyone has that choice. Manifestation, like I said, it's about embodiment, but in order to embody something, you need to make that decision first of what you want to embody. It's a decision. It's not a, like, a dream, you know? It's like, what if our dreams weren't just like these like frivolous things that we were throwing around? What if they were decisions that we made that were anchored in, and that there was no plan B, and that we weren't going to stop until we got there? I always say, like, the only people that fail are the people that quit. And I saw something, there was like this, I guess, famous artist. And I guess to like be a famous artist, like, it's such small percent of people actually can make a living off of that. And they said, you know, what did you do differently to become successful? And he said, all I did differently was I kept going and watched everyone around me quit. And I kept going. I think that's the truth. Like, I'm not saying that it has to take a long time. It doesn't. Like, it's not also not necessarily going to be an overnight success. Like, I had fast success. I was lucky. But like, I wouldn't say I was lucky. That's definitely not the right term. But like, it's just not always going to be that way. And again, this full circle back to what we were saying, like, when it is not exactly where you want it to be, again, is one of those ruts where it's like, okay, what am I meant to learn then? And then how can I get out of it? How can I, you know, use this as a freaking lesson to get more in touch with myself, more connected with myself, learn something, and then implement it and then grow from it.
And you did have such accelerated growth. You got created such an incredible brand and successful business. What do you credit those key things that supported you in doing that?
It's all the inner work. Like,
yeah,
something different every day. Like,
yes.
Like, what did I do today to like balancing the masculine and feminine energy, doing the inner work, the daily rituals to build up like a tolerance for consistency. Like, that's such a key part of it. Like, consistency, consistency, consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep showing up, not only for yourself, your business, your brand, all of it.
And I want to clarify too, that doesn't mean you have to post on Instagram every day, or you have to do this every day, or you have to like make sure you send your newsletter every week. Like, I am not about that. I am like the most like janky, like when people are like, I tell people how I run my business, they're like, but like, why don't you just have a process? Like, it would be so much easier. I'm like, I just don't do it that way.
Okay, tell us, you have to now tell us how you run your business, because I love this.
I do what I feel like doing when I feel like doing it.
Like, yes. Yeah. Which means that probably every time you put something out there, it's actually aligned with you, because it's not from a fourth place.
If I don't have something to post, I'm not going to fucking post it. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to like just post for the sake of posting. I'm an Aquarius, like, so I naturally just want to break every rule. So do I tell my clients they should post every day? Yes. But do I do it? No.
I love that. I have kind of like a question that I'm personally really curious about, because I'll be totally transparent with my listeners. Like, I feel that this is my next up level, like some of the inner work that I need to do is, as your audience, as your brand and your business grew, obviously your need to hold space for a lot more people grew. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a little bit of a block or a fear in me about people needing so much from me and people needing my energy. And I can feel sometimes the walls closing in on me. And I know that's energetically blocking me.
Girl, jaded, like to the point where it's like, don't email me. Don't talk to, like, because like, you're like, I'm giving so much. Like,
yes.
I get it. So I have an answer, even though I don't know if you're finished.
That is my question, is like, what the F do you do when you feel that coming up? And I'm like, I want to run away sometimes. There's like a little bit of a feeling. I can always bring it back to my why. And I always like, it's only for a moment, but there's some of that in me.
Yeah. You hire people. So what do you coach, like one-on-one or group, or like
one-on-one groups, programs? I've just launched a digital product. So yeah, things are growing, but I know that I'm the energy source and there's a part of me that's still blocked there, I'd say.
Well, here's the thing. I know that you want to be the best coach you can be for your clients. So what's going to make you be a better coach is to hire co-coaches that are better than you at certain things, or just as good as you at certain things, and they help you. I only get on one call a month.
What? That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
I don't like having to be somewhere at a specific time. Like I said, I like to do things when I want. And so that was a big thing for me. And then like fierce boundaries, I tell my clients, I like to underpromise and overdeliver. So I say, I'll be in the Facebook group answering questions twice a week, but I'm usually in there 3 or 4 times. I just set the bar low. I'm just very real with them. Like, these are the days, you know, if you are still like emailing clients, like these are the days that I answer emails, like even have an autoresponder. I literally was thinking today, I should have an autoresponder that says, I'll get back to your email in 5 to 7 days. Cause that's probably how long it takes me to get back to an email. So I'm just gonna be real with people. Then the same thing with your clients. Like, I'll get back to your email within 48 hours. Like, that's fine. Even things like Voxer, when I had VIP clients, I don't do that anymore. But like, I was like, you can Voxer me, but you have to type it out because I don't have 10 minutes to listen to you hum and haw and like try and remember what you wanted to ask me. But then guess what? That helps them do better because they have to become more self-reliant and self-sufficient. You don't want them to be codependent. I always say, type out your question before you send it to me because you're probably going to answer it by the time you hit send. You're going to answer your own question. I'm like, if I can teach you one fucking thing, it's how to answer your own questions. You're teaching them how to fish. You're not giving them the fish, right? Those are some things. I mean, hiring co-coaches is amazing because now I'm like, you join my program, you have 4 coaches. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They get so much more support. And it's like, we were all like spreading out the duties. So no one's getting annoyed or getting like feeling overwhelmed because I feel supported. The other coaches feel supported by the other coaches and by myself. So everyone's happier.
Wow. You've given me so much food for thought. Is that something that you were consciously aware of from the very beginning or something that you grew into?
Something I grew into because I got so fucking jaded. Like, I remember just like telling my coach, just being like, I can't do this. Like, I can't answer so many questions.
Yeah.
And like, just, it's a lot. Like, it's like, yeah, that's what you're paid to do. And that's what you do. But like, when you give so much of yourself away, like energetically, it's a lot. So like, to be a better coach and serve your clients better, you have to have boundaries. They're not going to get mad if they'd rather you answer them with like a fresh energy in 48 hours, then like, oh, figure it out, you know? So that's the thing too. So then I had to look at, okay, what is my fear around setting boundaries? Am I afraid people are going to be mad at me? Am I afraid that I'm not enough? And that's usually what it comes down to. I'm over giving and over delivering because I think I'm not enough and what I've created isn't enough. So I feel like I'm always like over delivering, trying to like hand help, like hold people's hands, when that's not serving them. What's going to serve them is boundaries, is having them answer their question for themselves and teaching them how to do that. So it gives them the power back, like it empowers them.
And when you started setting those boundaries, did you feel that energy back from them responding to that, them picking up on that in a very healthy way?
Totally. Yeah. 100%. Like, I've never had a client have an issue with that at all.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think that's so important for everyone to hear, no matter where you're at in your business, is having those boundaries set in place for sure. That has given me so much to think about. I'm going to be journaling on this after this podcast episode. So I just have a couple more questions. You've given us so many downloads throughout this entire conversation. What is something that people can start implementing in their daily lives to really step into that abundant frequency?
I mean, I think it's different for everyone. I think it's like, you need to ask yourself, like, what makes me feel abundant? Like, again, you could even write out the words like freedom, love, joy, bliss, purpose. Like, if you wrote out all those words and what makes you feel that way, how can you do those things every day? How can you do those things more often? How can you even like, even if you're like having a super busy day and you're like, I don't have time to squeeze in all these things, you could literally sit in meditation for 10 minutes and be like, okay, freedom. What does freedom feel like in my body? You can visualize yourself in freedom. Like the brain does not know the difference if we're visualizing it or if it's actually happening. So that creates the frequency as well. So, you know, focusing on those energies and like what abundance looks and feels like to us and surrounding yourself with that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that for some people, when they look at you, you are the epitome of the things that they, or the level at which they would want to grow into. But I know that we're always consciously manifesting and there's always another up level on the way. So I would love if you could give us an insight into what is your next up level? What is your next conscious manifestation that you're working on?
Okay, so two things. So I'm actually launching a second business.
Ooh.
That I'm so excited about. And it's going to be like an umbrella company for things like clothing line, beauty line. Like it's going to be like a whole thing. And like I mentioned, like in Chakra Girl, the Chakra Girl company, I've already, you know, I'm not the main event. Like we're like rebranding where it's like, we are all Chakra Girls. Like we all have chakra superpowers. I'm highlighting my clients. I'm, you know, promoting them. I'm, you know, all the co-coaches that I've hired in my program were clients, like past clients. So it's like just creating this community that's gonna not only allow me to embody more of that, you know, female empowerment and like being able to like lift more women up, because that is what makes people successful. It's not you just like only thinking about yourself, it's lifting other people up. So it's gonna allow me to lift other people up, and it's also gonna free up energy and time for me to work on this new project. So that's one thing. And then real estate.
Yes.
We're like, I want 6 houses. So we're working on at least one of them this year. So because we can't really travel right now, I live in Vancouver, and there's a like beautiful lake country called the Okanagan, which is where all the wineries are and everything. So we want to buy a lake house there. But my like big vision for my life in like the next, like I would say 5 years, hopefully sooner, is to own a vineyard in Italy.
Shut up. That is my ultimate big vision. I say it to my husband. I'm like, in the future, honestly, I just want to own my own vineyard in Tuscany. Like, that is where it's at.
That's what's going on. We've been looking, we've been poking around. I mean, like if we could travel, that would be, I mean, that's a whole other topic. I'm not getting the vaccine, whatever. I can't like be going back and forth to Italy right now. You just can't.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we'll focus on the houses we want here first. And then.
And you can always start tasting the wines from Tuscany that maybe you'd want to sipping on while you're there.
I've been doing that for years.
There you go. You're consciously manifesting with every sip.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to honestly listen back to this podcast episode and make notes for myself. It was so powerful. I'm so grateful to you, and keep showing up because you're inspiring so many people with your message and with your authenticity.
Thank you, love.
Thank you. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.